Hey guys, welcome back to another episode of Black Girls Living. You are joined with Jazz
And Vic.
And this week, we asked some of our patrons what they wanted us to talk about on this week's episode. And one of them was like this whole Twitter situation. To be honest, I don't know how we didn't address it already, but Elon Musk has obviously bought Twitter for $44 billion. No, dollars. And since then, it's just been chaos. People being fired left, right, and center. Like, apparently, they had something like 7,800 employees, like before the takeover, and now, like 75% have left.
Jesus.
Yeah. And yeah, it's just a whole ass mess. Andrew Tate has been allowed to come back onto Twitter, and I think just last night, Donald Trump was allowed to come back to Twitter. Yeah, so it's not looking good. Whatever's going on, it's not looking good. But it's scary. Do you know what? Yeah, like I used to make jokes thinking like, oh, you know, if they start trying to make me pay for Twitter, like I'm just going to dip. My life will be so peaceful without Twitter, blah, 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 blah. But I was taking it in how much information is exchanged on Twitter. Like,
yeah, definitely.
It is a massive information source. And if that was gone, I think about things like, you know, the stuff that we see on Twitter that the news doesn't cover. Just things like that. Like, I feel like it's going to be very, very scary if Twitter actually does die. And I say die in quotation marks.
Yeah, do you really think it will die?
This is the problem, because I don't necessarily think it will die, because I can't see, like, I think it would actually take a lot for people to actively not use it if it is still available. But I do think potentially it can become like a very hostile environment. Like, if they're not, of course, before they were barely getting rid of the racists anyway, but if now they're actively allowing people like, you know, Trump and Tate to like spew their nonsense and stuff, I just feel like it's going to become such a disgusting place to be, and people will turn off. And I don't know. I think it's just going to change the landscape of Twitter, really. As opposed to it dying. So maybe Twitter as we know it will die, but it will still exist, I think.
Yeah. I think this is what happens when the wrong people have money. Like, if I had money, I would just be like, Jack, you could still stay at Twitter if you want. Run the thing how you want to run it. But I would like, but do you know that I bought it? Or if that's your ego thing, right? Or if that's your thing of, oh, I contributed to this, or oh, I helped it stay afloat, or whatever. But why do you need to change the infrastructure when you're not even qualified in that? I once worked somewhere where I saw a man, like the CEO, actually, can I even, no, fuck it, I can. Yeah, I saw this, told a dev, so told like a developer to get up so he could show them how to make the app. This CEO had no qualifications in what he was telling them, like zero, like doesn't know how to code, but told the dev to get up, and we all sort of said, get up so I can show you how I want it done, and couldn't show them how to do it because they didn't have the skills.
Of course.
That was the day I said, if I was ever to land in money, I would make sure that the people, I'm hiring people who are skilled in what I need them to be skilled in. I don't need to know how to do this because I know how to hire people who are skilled in what they are skilled in. They can make, do you know what I mean? And just, I've just seen how people with money, or people who raise investment rather, swing their dicks and think, I have money, you don't have money, you work for
me,
I
can do what I want, yeah,
I can treat you like shit, and you will stay here because maybe I'm offering you more than the next man does. And yeah, it does make me so sad, because it's like, you have that much access, you have that much money. Twitter could relatively could be the same. It could be the same. And you know, when they gloat, you know, these people gloat and they say stuff like, I saw Elon say, oh, well, Twitter has, this is the most users Twitter has seen in one day or stuff like that. Why has it? Because you're driving people to tweet about this madness that's happening.
Exactly.
So I've seen CEOs be like, tweet stuff like, this is the most time people have used our website, or this is the most time people have bought us our products, or, but it's so manipulated. Like, maybe this is the most time because it's a sale. Maybe this is the most time because there was a Google spike, or maybe there was, this was the most time because you had an influencer tweet about it, or maybe this is the most time because there was an accidental viral moment. So it's like, those make sense. It makes sense, but it's a way of saying like, hey, now I've taken over, this is how good it is.
This is what's happening now. I've taken over.
And I think it's really sad, because I've seen like so many people that I know that used to work at the UK desk lose their jobs. And Twitter used to be that place where a lot of people used to work for a very long time. So I've known people that have worked there for like 5 years, and people might be like, 5 years, that's not long. It is long. Like, think about it, a lot of us are like used to like changing jobs like every two years, every one year.
Yeah.
People work there for a long time, like a long, long time. And they've just woken up to message being like, hey, so your job is gone. And it's so funny, because I've been made redundant a few times. So I know that feeling of logging on to Slack and it's not working, and you just know. And no. I saw someone tweet that.
I think that needs to be made illegal. Like, how is that a normal way to operate? Like, imagine trying to log into your system and it's, your access is gone. That's how you find out you've lost your job.
Yeah.
That's insane.
Yeah.
That is, like, it's actually horrific.
Mm.
And that's exactly what's going on with Twitter employees or ex-employees. They're logging in, they're just finding they can't access things anymore. And that's how they lose their job. Like, I just think it's insane. And I hate the way that Elon is just tweeting through things like it's a joke. Like, yeah, I just feel like, yeah, look, you're a man that has all this money, but you're wicked. You're a wicked, wicked man. It doesn't seem like he cares at all. He gave people like a deadline or something, didn't he? Like, he said something like, yeah, we're doing Twitter 2.0. And I need it done. I think he gave them like a ridiculous deadline. He was like, if you can't do it, you have until 5 p.m. the following day to make up your mind about whether you're staying or not.
Wow.
And yeah, if we don't hear from you, we're going to assume you don't want to work here. And
And the thing is, nothing can be done. Nothing can be done with these kind of people, because they're so powerful. Like, literally nothing can be done. The only thing is, I think probably what I see happening is a lot of people who have influence on Twitter will stop using the app, and then it'll just die. It'll just not die as in like no one's on it, but it's just like not popping, maybe. Not as
it's not going to be the same.
Yeah, I think that's probably what's going to happen, because this was very unnecessary. This is all very unnecessary.
It's all ego-driven. And you know what? I feel like it's very self-serving as well, because I feel like his motivations are not what he obviously presents them to be, because he made it out like, oh yeah, there's no such thing as free speech on Twitter or whatever. That's what he said, I think, as his rationale. He wants to improve it. He wants to, you know, give people free speech, blah, 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 blah. But he said there's like this wokery on Twitter or whatever. All it is that rich people are being criticized. Eat the rich. That's what he doesn't like. He doesn't like that people don't like people like him. And he's trying to shut it down and make it such a hostile environment where people that do want to eat the rich don't want to use Twitter anymore. That's it. He wants to be able to do his nonsense in peace. That's why he's done the whole anyone can be a verified account, rubbish. Yeah, just pay for a tick and stuff like that. I'm like, why on earth would you do that?
And then
I can pretend to be Tesco's, and yeah, it's fine. Like, why? Do you know what I mean? It's corrupt. It's wrong.
And the thing is, I feel like because I've worked with someone exactly like him, I can see it all. Like, I see in all the things he tweets and all the things he does, I've seen it. I know what it's like. Like, I saw someone tweet, do you know what? I've just taken voluntary redundancy, and then showed a screenshot of all the messages of like getting messaged by him like 10 times a day. I was like, I know how this feels.
Oh my God.
Like, yeah. And like having him tweet stuff, like he put in one of the messages something like, stop moving around the cans because I get confused with what's what. I've had that before. Like, I've just, yeah, it's not worth it. It's not worth it at all. It's just not worth it. It's really sad because I just feel like with life, I just feel like life is so depressing.
It is.
And like now you have to, and you just feel like now you have a job where your boss is like making you your life hell for no, like
making
for
it even more difficult, yeah,
for no reason but to brag. But yeah, that's all I have to say on that. I just feel for the people that work there that feel like they don't really have a choice to work there. Do you know what I mean? Like, maybe it's like money, the kids, family, like this. Do you know what I mean? Like, it's and even in this climate, finding a job is really hard,
really difficult. I've even seen like some people say that most of the people that are staying is because of their visa.
Oh wow.
Like if they get fired or if they don't have a job, they basically, their visa becomes invalid. So even the people from, you know, the people that are staying, it's not necessarily out of choice. Obviously this is me just making a general statement, but that's the story that's going around, that most of the people that have stayed at Twitter, it's because of visa issues rather than actually wanting to work for him, which obviously in itself is just horrible.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Not me, boy. Not me. But, you know, hopefully we can all take ourselves to TikTok and just enjoy that piece. Because I don't think Twitter's the one right now. Yeah,
not at all. How do you feel about Twitter potentially dying, or, you know, what are your thoughts on it?
Well, I think it's good because I think if he's going to be the one owning it, I think he has to, because, and also for the employees, they can't, I can't see where they're working as a healthy environment. I can't see that. Obviously I'm judging from the outside looking in, but because I have experience working with someone quite similar and then seeing some of the things I'm seeing on Twitter, I'm putting two and two together thinking this is hell. Not even just for us as users, for the people who work there. Like, I can only imagine how insane it is to be working there right now. Like, I can't even fathom how insane it is to be working there. But yeah, I think for us as users, yeah, is it really safe that people like Andrew Tate and Trump could just come back just with a click of a finger? Absolutely not. It just shows that when you're reporting these people who are being horrid and racist to you, you know, the people who are going to be in charge of checking this, they're probably going to be like, well, that's a bit of a minor, or everyone should be able to have their free say. So
yeah, exactly. It's not going to be a big deal at all.
But I also do think it's hilarious that when people talk out about issues like this, or talk out about issues like, you know, eating the rich, or, you know, capitalism or sexism or racism, it's kind of like, move, man, you're being woke. But then when people like Trump, who are literally spewing out hate and spewing out, you know, dangerous like
rhetorics, yeah.
Yeah. And like Andrew Tate, who's literally like provoking violence, all this kind of stuff, there is okay for them to stay. Like Elon Musk is okay to be like, yeah, these men are cool.
That's the thing, it's free speech when it's hate speech, but anything else is wokery.
It's woke.
Yeah. Oh, it's just tragic times. Like, I feel like, at what point did the earth go to shit? Like, at what point did this kind of thing become normalized? And I don't know. I really don't know. It's like all of a sudden, you know, talking up against racism and stuff that's become woke. It's crazy. Like,
Yeah, no,
it's
it's proper
absolutely
crazy.
insane.
Even who was it that they kept calling woke? And I was like, why did they call her woke? Oh, I forgot now. I
Honestly,
genuinely
the word woke
forgot.
has been weaponized by the very people that, you know.
I think, do you know what it is? We had a friend, I won't say who, but he called me woke because I don't know what I said. I think some maybe something irritated me, like someone was being homophobic. I don't know what they said. And this was off mic. So this was a real conversation. And they were like, yeah, I just felt like you come across quite woke. Like you come across like you're, I don't know how he said it. Yeah. And it made me upset because I felt like it made me feel like you think I'm putting on a show, or you think I feel better, or you think I'm getting brownie points when I say that something irritates me. Maybe it doesn't even affect
Okay.
me firsthand. And that really annoyed me
So
because that.
he meant it in like a virtue signaling
Yeah.
type of
Like I'm
way.
ve and it really fucking pissed me off because there's so much shit that I see people virtual signaling about that I know they don't care about. And also
Exactly.
just it kind of just pissed me off because I just thought like felt like, well, if we started to live in a world where we only cared about issues that affected us, how are we supposed to even move forward?
No, we wouldn't. We never would. No change would happen at all.
But I think mainly it pissed me off because I just know in my hearts of hearts that that's not how I am. That's not how I am. If something is pissing me off, it's pissing me off because it's pissing me off, not because I'm getting brownie points. And who am I getting brownie points off of? Who? You listeners hold us accountable. When you know that when it's something that you don't like, you're like, guys, I don't really like that. We're not getting brownie points off our listeners.
Sorry. You're right. You're
There's been
right.
times when you lot are like, nah, guys, that's not that. That ain't it, y'all. That
That
ain't it, y'all.
it, y'all.
So when he said that to me, I was just thinking to myself, like, so no, do you know what it was? It's people appreciate when people are mean and they're pick-me's and they're sexist and they're just coons. People appreciate that and they're just like, now that's a real ass bitch.
I think it's partly that, and I think also it makes them feel better. So people like you make them feel bad. Do you know what I mean?
But I'm not talking. Yeah, but I'm not talking to them. No,
It's not, it's nothing to do with you. Like, it's not your fault at all. But it's like, I feel like people see people like you, not even necessarily speaking out, but saying, I think this is wrong.
yeah.
And because they aren't doing that themselves, it makes them feel smaller. So it makes them feel better to say, you're woke,
You're
or
woke.
you're virtue signaling.
And the thing is, I don't even think I'm woke. I've said this on a podcast many times. I don't think I'm asleep even. I'm just living my life. I'm not woke. I've made it clear. Like that I'm not woke, guys. I'm not. I just live in a world where I want to read more, I want to learn more, I want to know about people's experiences.
And you're open. That's
Do you know what I
it.
mean? And there's so much work I could be doing as well. But also, I think some people, like I said before, when you are a coon or when you okay, but when you say stuff like, I believe that when you're like Dr. Umar Johnson, or when you're like, well, he's not a coon. I don't know what he is. He's a black
He's a
activist.
pan-Africanist.
There we go. Or if you're kind of like, yeah, women should stay at home, men should go to work, or I believe that if he's not earning 100K, then I ain't seeing it for him.
Like when
Or
you're slightly controversial.
yeah, what? Firstly, someone, a lot of people I said it's not leaving the bars. Also, I just feel like me, I can't even get my words out. I just feel like when people feel like that is like being real and everybody else is being fake because they're trying to appease or they're trying to win brownie points. So everybody else who's saying stuff like, are like, no, I don't wanna have a relationship where I'm coming home from work and I'm still cooking. And we both come home from work, and it's like, no, you're just saying that for brownie points, or you're just saying that because that's how everyone is. But no, that's how I want to be. That's how I want to live my life. But you see, but the people who are saying like, oh, I want to be submissive to my husband. I want to when he comes home from work, I want to kneel down and kiss his feet. You're like, oh, well done. You're being so real. Women like this, they're not being honest.
And then you'll have all the men clapping in the tweet, clapping underneath the tweet. Yeah, you're a real one. You're a real one. Ah, gosh. The ghetto.
What else was on Patreon?
Love is Blind.
Are you caught up with that?
The thing is, I haven't, but I feel like I have because of all the tweets and stuff that I've seen about it. I know that this SK Don is a cheater, or it's come out afterwards that he's a cheater. I know there was like some sort of, what's it called? I don't know if it was an issue, but I think maybe the way Raven was talking about Nigerians was a bit
I didn't
off
like it.
key sometimes. But obviously,
I
don't know what she said, but I saw that there was a discussion about that.
It wasn't so much helps her friends, and then to make matters worse, her friend even did a TikTok being like, "See, I told y'all, sir, I told y'all, he was a cheater."
Oh,
And it's like,
no.
this is not the moment you thought it was. But basically, I didn't like how her friends were kind of like, if you want a Nigerian woman, let me just do my British accent because I know it's on TikTok. Someone's like, that's not an American accent.
No, okay. I want to hear your American accent.
No,
babe.
I don't want to do it. No, it's okay. If it comes to me, it'll come to me. But she was like to me, no, she, her friends was like to SK, if you want an American woman, no, if you want a Nigerian woman, SK is not the one. Nigerian woman is like left, and then American woman is like right. Like they're not the same. Like, you know, if you want a girl that's going to come home and cook your food, then Raver's not that. I thought, what the fuck is she talking about? And also, doesn't Raven come from Dallas? There's bare Nigerians there. She even said from her mouth, yeah, when I was younger, I literally grew up with Nigerian girls. So what's all this? You're basically trying to make Nigerian girls to be pick-me's.
Yeah.
I didn't like that at all. And it's kind of saying as if, like, you know, we're nothing but home domestic people.
Yeah.
I didn't like that. And
yeah, I get you.
And I do get Raven in the sense that she wanted her wedding to be of both cultures. She didn't want it to just be a strictly Nigerian. Okay, fair. That's nothing wrong with that. But I felt like SK's mom and SK's friend, bogus. The mom was lovely, yeah, but obviously traditionalist, you know, like every other Nigerian mom. But I suppose it was the friend. She was like, you know, you need to be humble with your husband. You need to be humble. You need to always make sure there's rice and stew. I think that was a joke. Maybe the rice and stew thing was a joke. But like, you need to be humble. You need to be submissive. I was like, what the fuck is this? Raven's face.
This word submissive, it always comes out to haunt black women.
And I was like, what the fuck is this? And also, why can't SK be like, no, this is not what Raven's on. Instead,
was he around when these conversations were happening?
No, he wasn't. But afterwards, they kind of did a debrief and he was like, oh, thank you for meeting with my auntie, with my mom and my friend. But there was no, like, maybe they edited it out, but there was no, like, he was kind of like, oh, thank you for managing them, basically. Like, thank you for that. And I was just like, what is this? But yeah, I don't know. I felt like SK kind of a little bit annoying because it's very much like being Nigerian is important. If it is, then just go my Nigerian girl then. What's your issue? Like, there's nothing. The thing is, it just became like his brand. And it was like everything revolved around being Nigerian. And there's nothing wrong with that. But it's like, you can't make someone have their, like, now she's come on the wedding day wearing a white dress and this cap that I don't understand what's going on. It wasn't even a gele. It was, and auntie even bought out, like, I think she bought it from the store. I was like, what is going on here? Like,
Do you feel like that was like a producer's influence? Like the producers
maybe, you
were
know,
forcing
yeah,
certain
maybe.
Topics, if you know what I mean.
Yeah, maybe, you know, that's actually true. But yeah, it's come out that he's a cheater and, you know, well, he had a girl all this time anyways. And he was just saying that the whole Love is Blind thing was just for money, which I'm not surprised about because a lot of people go on reality shows for that. But yeah,
do you know what kills me? Why is it that they do this stuff and what is it? They think that they're not going to get caught.
Because a lot of people don't
like
get caught.
you're so brazen with it. Like you actually, you had someone at home you decided to go on the show on Netflix, and it's one of like one of their more popular shows. It's not like it's what's that horrible show I don't like anymore?
Oh, where they're kissing.
Too Hot to Handle. Yeah, it's not like that, where, you know, some people don't watch it or whatever. Love is Blind is quite popular. So then you've gone on that show and you think you can come back and have both.
It's because a lot of people do jazz. A lot of people do. A lot of people do. Or even on the most popular shows that we know. It's a lot so of people disgusting. Fake it. Yeah. It's really sad. Aside for Raven, and she's deleted all the pictures of him on her Instagram. It's sad. It's embarrassing. It's like, you know, it's gross. And also what makes it sad is like, they really had sex. Like, oh, so you just used me.
Oh, gosh. Oh, and it was spoken about on the...
Mm-hmm.
Oh, gosh.
Because they're fucking nosy. Oh, did you have sex? Shut up, close your mouth. Why didn't you So it was like, oh, Raven and SK are private. Okay, why do you need to know about the relationship? I don't even like people like that. Like, oh, tell me the ins and out of your relationship. Why? Why do you need to know?
Mm-mm.
I find things like that just really strange anyways. Like, why? Why do you need to know?
Yeah, no, I hear it. It's these kind of shows, isn't it? Like they need to add the juice and the drama, and that's the way they're going
to
do it.
That's true, to be fair.
Yeah. How about this? I forgot what the couple's called. Is it Colleen and no, not Colleen.
Is it Cole and Zainab?
That's it, Zainab. What was the story with these two?
Well, apparently, there's so many things. So, Zainab was insecure on a mad scale. But she had reasons. So the guy she was seeing, Cole, was like, yeah, like, no, I think she said, rate the girls out of 10 or something like that. And he goes,
that
I'll
is
give
where
you
go wrong.
That's where you go wrong. But also, he should have been lying out of his teeth. I don't care.
Yeah.
Lie.
Absolutely lie.
Lie. Do you know why? Because he doesn't know how to lie. This is what he said. You are a 9. The babes are in bed right now. You are a 9. But the babes have been chopping. They said that we having sex 5 times a day. You are a 9, and the white girl with the blonde hair, I think she has blonde hair, or mousy blonde hair, is a 10. And that's more my type. In the outside world, that's more my type. The thing is, I get it. Yes, in the outside world, that's more my type, because this is a blind experiment, cool. But to rate her a 10 and then to rate your babes a 9.
And do you know what, yeah? Do you know what makes me laugh even more is that in his manly mind, he thought, I've rated you a 9.
Like, I'm being honest.
Yeah. So he's thinking, like, 9 is high. Do you know what I mean? So
yeah. Jazz, so 1 second. I'm going to turn on my heating because it's too cold. One second.
Yeah, no worries.
Sorry, Jazz. You're saying he thought as a man that he was doing bits?
Yeah. Like, he thought, I've rated you like a 9. Like, that's high. Do you know what I mean? He's thinking, yeah, you're not gonna feel a way about this. A 9 is high.
Men are slow anyways. They're very slow. Because the other guy called Bartiste, he was saying to his girl, yeah, Raven's a smokehouse. She's sexy. She's hot.
Oh my gosh.
Like, she's just like attractive. Like, in the outside world, me and her are the type of people that we pull in people on in a nightclub.
Mm-mm.
I'm thinking, who gassed you to this? And do you know what it is? I think it's white women. White women, you need to take the blame here. I feel like they have gassed him into thinking he is...
Oh, is Bartiste black?
He's mixed race.
Oh, okay.
I think they've gassed him into oblivion. And because all his friends are white, I think they have gassed him into the point of no return. Because he is unbelievable. I could not believe it. Because, you know, the real hot girls, the real fine boys and the real hot girls, they don't tell people,
I'm a fine boy. No, and they don't. Gonna be pulling.
No, they don't. Because it speaks for itself.
Exactly.
Do you know what I mean? It's kind of like, period. But this is, we're the type of people. So your babe isn't the type of person. You're saying she's ugly. Like, the way he was, and they were in bed, you know, Jazz. He was like, she's a smokehouse.
Oh my gosh.
I'm not going to lie, call me insecure. I would leave dead and dead. Call me insecure. I am. That's what I am.
Yes,
I'm going to leave dead and dead. Because if I'm saying, that guy is fine, I'm going to suck his cock. That's what I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy.
Oh, Vic. Yeah, no,
No,
it's
no,
too
no, no.
much.
And even how they were doing SK in the beginning, I didn't really like it. Like they'll kind of make it out like he was clapped.
Oh, is
Like,
it?
yeah, so even the babes that was with Barty said, yeah, when I saw SK, I was happy that it didn't go any further. I said, is it? I said, is it? Okay, cool.
Nah. See, this is how you go on these shows and come
They'll
out
just be calling
looking.
you clapped unprovoked.
This
They'll be calling me
is
clapped unprovoked. Unprovoked. They'll be calling me clapped. And these times I don't
God
know. I'm smiling
forbid.
with them. I'm smiling with them at the sofa. Little did I know they're calling me clapped behind closed
This
doors.
is what I'm saying. Imagine being on the show, then you do the reunion and people are talking. And I've watched everything and I've seen what you said about me. Are you mad?
That's like when Davide said to Dami about Le well,
Yeah,
not Leanne,
India.
India. Oh yeah, someone's an upgrade. Can you close your mouth? Stinking pig.
I promise you, he would never forget that he said such a thing.
I think she brought it up though in the interview.
I'm not doing no smiley with you. Never
Absolutely,
again.
are you mad?
Fuck off.
Upgrade. Because the thing is, yes, TV, you want drama, but that wasn't even needed.
No, it wasn't.
That wasn't
That
even needed.
one was not even producer's influence. I know
Yeah,
that
he said it
that
on
came
his own
from the
accord.
heart.
Yeah,
That
he said
came
it on
from the
his own
heart.
accord. Colorist. Oh, God, Quebec. Ooh. Anyways, we move. But yeah, I with Love is Blind, Pauline, not Pauline, Zainab and Cole. So what happened was, yes, he said what he said. But when he was in, basically he was in the pool with Colleen, and he said, you know, in the outside world we would go together, like, you know, basically not an OPDD thing, but like, you know, we would kind of, you know, I think we would hit off. And she said, yeah, we would. And then, but he didn't tell his missus all of that. Actually, no, I think he did. But basically, she held that over his head for time, for time. But like she just kept berating him with it. Like, you said that she was paying, you said that she was paying, like every single day, to the point where when they all gathered together, no, he didn't actually. He didn't. I don't even know how it came about, but I think she spoke to Colleen's partner, and Colleen's partner was like, they were basically just in, and they both found out the truth about everything. And he's even a mad person. I'll get onto him on another one. But then Zainab confronted Cole and was like, well, go and marry Colleen then. Go and marry her. Yeah, she basically just go and marry her. And then, but the insecurities grew. To be fair, Cole is also mad. Like, he said to her at one time, are you bipolar?
That's what he said to her.
Yeah. Do you know what? Yeah, I'm not gonna lie. I think some women, they like, no, don't say that. Not that they like it, but I think this is the kind of drama that they like.
The thing is, Vic, you're 100% correct.
It sounds problematic though.
No, some women, to be honest, it's not even just women. The real truth is, there are some men and women out there that love drama
I think this is how some people like it.
and they revel in it. They get bored in relationships if there's
Yeah,
no
I think
drama.
so. I think so. Because when she told the girls that, I swear to God, when I was watching it at home, everybody in the room gasped at the same time. Like literally everyone. And when she told the girls, like, yeah, this is what he said, everybody was like, are you, what? Leave him. And she just there like, yeah, I will, I will. That's some, honestly, and that's the ones where you're telling your friend, leave him, you're just wasting your breath. That's how some people like it. That's actually how they like it.
They love it even.
That's how they like it, I think. I don't even mean to be rude, but maybe she was just like, let me just get all these ammo, these, like, let me build up, because on the wedding day she said no. So maybe
Okay.
that was her way of being like, you know, I
Yeah.
won. Because that's what he said. He said, I feel like you've done that in a way to kind of be like in front of everybody to kind of hurt me in front of my friends and family. But then again, his family didn't even want to meet her.
Oh, is it why?
Yeah. I think it's because they said that she's not what they pictured him marrying.
What?
I know. Again, why are you there? Why are you still
No.
there? Again, why are you still there, Zainab? Like, we can blame Cole as much as we want to blame Cole. Cole is mad, and we know. In fact, Cole would even admit, yeah, I'm crazy, I'm worried, I'm mad. But you, Zainab, you're like, yeah, this is how I like it. His parents don't want to meet me because I'm not white, and I'm still here. What am I meant to say? Sometimes I don't like being angry for people anymore because this is how they like it.
Yeah.
Sometimes some people tell me stuff. I know you like it deep down.
Maybe she just wanted to stay on the show because what the hell is this? This sounds like hell.
Maybe.
Like, what kind of foundation did they expect? Like, I can't even believe marriage was even in the question. Do you know what I mean?
And then they had this thing where they're talking about tangerines, and apparently in America they call it cuties. I didn't know what was going on. They call it cuties. And he was peeling. I don't even know what was going on there. I need to watch it again. But basically, she claimed that he was being crazy. He was being making comments about her weight, saying that she needed to lose weight before the wedding day, all this kind of stuff. So then they rolled a clip right at the end of the reunion where he said, oh, you're only eating tangerines, you're trying to get right for the wedding day. In my opinion, I don't think he said anything wrong. I think he was just...
Yeah, it was just one of those comments.
It didn't seem like... I don't think he even said...
It didn't seem like he was encouraging her
I don't think he even said right. I think he said, wow, you've not really eaten much. It's because you're trying to get, you know, right for the wedding. I don't know. From what I saw, it didn't seem like that. So she just might be hella insecure. And people are just kind of putting two together, like, oh, you're trying to be like the other Asian girl that was on Married at First Sight. What's that girl? What's that? Not Married at First Sight. Love at First Sight. The guy with that
with Shake or whatever.
Shake. Ah, that girl has suffered. I can't remember her name, but Dipti.
Okay.
You're trying to build a Dipti arc where we all feel sorry for you. So now Carl is crying at the reunion. I need to watch it again because I wasn't really focusing, but apparently he was really crying because they were painting him out to be this kind of evil demon. Apparently it wasn't true. He was crying. And yeah, that's their story. And then with Colleen and Matt, Colleen was like, you know, she was the one that was talking to Zainab's man, Carl, and was saying, you know, we would kind of, you know, outside world, we could see each other with each other. And Matt, every single time, he's packing his bags. Oh, I swear, that's what you're doing. Packs his bags, he's off. But basically, he got married at like 16 or 18 or something, very, very young. And his missus cheated on him, I believe.
Okay.
With his best friend? I don't know.
Goodness.
But she cheated on him. And that's literally finished him. He has no trust, awful trust issues. She went to the club. He packs his bags again.
I'm finished.
Yeah, he's very much like that. Like, he'll pack his bags.
That is actually hilarious.
And then in the reunion, people are like, oh, Colleen looks really uncomfortable. She looks like she doesn't want to be there. She looks like maybe it's a really controlling relationship, all this kind of stuff. I'm like, guys, we don't know. Like, she might be happy.
Yeah. And then, you can never tell with those sorts of things.
Yeah, she might be. Do you know what? Yeah, sometimes I even look at myself in the mirror, and sometimes I'm like really happy. I'm like, I look moody as hell. You just, I don't know. You don't really know. Anyways. And who? What other couples are there? Then there was Bartiste and what's her name? Nancy. I think her name was Nancy. And the guys on the show just went. The ratings weren't there, man. They didn't rate the girls at all.
That's sad.
Like, Barty's literally said, you know, I think he said at one point, I just don't find her attractive anymore. And he just aired her for a bit.
Oh, wow.
He just aired her for a bit. Like, just aired her. And she too, she was just like, oh my God, he's just airing me. I don't know what's going on. I'm thinking.
Oh, babes. And she's still there. Poor thing. Yeah, I don't think I'd be able to deal with a show like that, you know. I feel like it's a bit too much. Because if you're talking to someone and they're like, yeah, we're vibing, da 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 da, and then you see me and then you start saying, yeah, it's not gonna, like, I think I'd lose it. Like, that's a lot to deal with.
I don't think I could ever go on a show like that.
No.
Ever. Because I just know, because I'm not saying I'm clapped, but I'm not conventionally what people are picturing. So I just know when I come out, they might say, hey. Like, I just know that it might just be. And the thing is, I already feel a lot better about how I look. I feel I have more confidence, everything like that. As I don't need somebody to come around and say to me, in an ideal world, you are not what I'm looking at.
Yeah.
I don't need anybody to come and tell me that because you're fucking crazy.
No, you don't. Because people need to hear those sorts of things.
Just like me, you're a loser because we're both on the show together. So you can't come and tell me that you think you're more fine than me. We're both on the same level, actually. I wish that these girls, they actually drag these guys. Who are you talking about?
These shows, man, honestly, I don't know. So do you feel, okay, you know, like how with certain shows you can feel like, yes, it's kind of coming to an end now. Like, there's not really much more seasons they could, you know, have with this. Like, it's enough. Do you feel like Love is Blind could keep going, or did this sort of feel like
will keep going because it does get a lot of views, but I think it should end because I just don't think it's working. Like, it's just not working. Like, I feel like the couples, they're not gelling. I just feel like Lauren and Cameron were just...
They were a fluke, innit? That's what it feels like to me.
Even the other couple, I can't remember, but the one that she was in debt and he sold his house.
What's his name? His name was Barnett. Barnett and Amber.
I think they were just... Yeah, I think, like you said, I think they were flukes. I don't know. I don't know at all. I don't know. I think that they really gave it a go. Like, they were like, I'm in this. And I feel like everybody else is just... I don't think people are honest as well to one another.
Mm-hmm.
I think there's two things. I think people aren't honest, and then people aren't taking signs as what it is. So remember that Genevieve girl who was going at that guy, I can't remember his name. And she said to him, do you notice after every time we have sex, I don't tell you that it's the best sex of my life, because it's not. She's so honest, and he still doesn't take it as a signal to be like, and we live in this generation where everybody's like, I gaze people and I don't like them anymore. I gaze people. So if we're in that generation, everybody wake up. If someone's being mean to you, if someone's being rude to you, they don't like you. Stop taking it as
a
sign.
The way she dropped that, it was shocking. I think my jaw genuinely dropped when she said it. Like, do you know how mad that is to say that?
Mm-hmm.
Have you noticed? Oh, like, even talking to him like he's a child, like, have you noticed that when you say this to me, I don't say it back?
Damn.
What?
Damn, Shardy.
Nah. Yeah. I think, honestly, that show is not for the faint-hearted at all.
Mm-mm.
I feel like you would need an intensive course of therapy after going on that show, because it's too much. I feel like there's a lot of, and do you know what it is? Yeah, I don't know if the show, like, what does it address? Do you know what I mean? Like, you know, with the ultimatum, that show, I would actually want that to come back.
Oh, that was good. You know, that's messy though.
Yeah, it was messy, but I felt like, at least then, I felt like people were genuinely learning things. Like, you know, the couples on there, I think they started to deep, like, why do I want to get married? Because that is what I wanted a lot of them to say, because a lot of them were so young, like 21, 20, 23. They were like, I want to get married, blah, 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 blah. But it's like they never really had a reason why.
Yeah, but I think with this show, they just want to be reality TV stars, isn't it?
Yeah, you think it's just about the fame?
Yeah, just get the luck to get the followers. Just get the followers, get the brand deals. I can't blame them. This life is hard. So anywhere you can do it, because everyone's gonna forget you when on the show, innit? In a bit, they're gonna forget, and then you just become a regular socialite.
Yeah. I guess that's what it's about. Yeah, I wouldn't mind for the ultimatum to come back. I like that one.
Yeah, I think they should bring that back. That was crazy though.
Yeah, it was.
Because they were really having sex.
There was lying, there was cheating, there was, arguing, there was everything.
But I couldn't even fathom my fiancé has feelings for someone else.
Yeah, no. No.
And you're coming back to me.
It's a mad thing.
Maybe I'm just not secure that way.
Yeah, I know exactly how I'm wired, and I'm not wired to hear certain things. Like, once you say a certain thing to me, it's basically done. It's a wrap, because I can't deal with all of that stuff. Sorry, I don't have the security. That is not my life. I can't do it. So what are you watching at the moment, Vic?
One of Us is Lying.
Yeah, I saw season two came out.
Yeah, I'm watching season one. I'm on episode four. But yeah, it's really good. It's really good. It reminds me of Pretty Little Liars. And yeah, it's got that kind of sussing out who did what. Yes, it's good. What about you? What are you watching?
What am I watching? I just finished watching Manifest, which is like, it's like a drama based on a plane. So a plane was flying from Jamaica to New York and it went missing in the sky. Like they just lost contact with it. And then it turned up 5.5 years later. It
What?
landed. Yeah, 5.5 years later, it
So it's just in the
landed.
sky for all that time.
No one knew, no one knows what happened on that flight, but everyone was the
Okay.
same age as when they left. So they didn't age the 5 years that they were missing.
Oh.
Yeah. And then the whole series is basically exploring like what happened on the flight. And like the people on the flight, they seem connected. Like sometimes they have, they call it call-ins, but it's sort of like a premonition. Or they get like a, they see a vision in their head. So some of them share the same visions. So it's like they have to work out, okay, what do we need to do? And it helps them find clues and stuff like that. And you know, it started off as one of them shows where I was just getting frustrated because I'm like, I just want to know like what happens. Just tell me what happens because I'm done with this. But they've moved it over to Netflix now because before it was on, I don't know what it was on before, but I used to watch it on Channel 4. Now it's on Netflix. But yeah, it's getting more juicy now. I think it's coming to the end. Yeah, because they know basically they have 5.5 years to live. So now that they've come back off the plane,
Oh,
they've
they
realized that
died.
they have 5 years before they actually die. So yeah, they're trying to figure out how to beat the date. And at the moment, like where I've finished this series, they have about a year, just over a year to figure out what happened before they all die, basically.
Wow, that's really sad.
Yeah. Yeah.
Is
But
it based on a real story?
no. It's
Okay.
proper fiction. But yeah, it's, would you like it?
My dad was watching something like that about like a plane that was went missing. I remember him watching that. I was like, "What the hell
Mm.
is
It
this?"
might be the same thing. It might be the
That
same
was
show.
scary.
Yeah. I don't know if you'd like it. You might like the drama behind it. But it's not scary. It's not scary at all.
I tried to watch. I've been watching Young Sheldon. I randomly started watching that.
Okay.
I don't even know
Yeah.
how that
A
even
few
came to
people have been
be.
saying it's good.
It actually is good. It actually is good. It's interesting.
Yeah. But I really didn't like Sheldon from Big Bang Theory. So I'm like, I don't know if.
Same. Even though you I even feel bad to say, it's kind of annoying me a little bit. But I can't. But his family life is so sad.
Is it?
Yeah, it's actually quite sad.
Oh gosh.
And it's like it's giving Matilda a little bit.
Okay, yeah, I don't know if I'm ready for stuff like that.
Giving Matilda. Also, it just made me think like maybe being smart as hell isn't what it's cracked up to be. Because I think they actually moved him a few years, so he's in the same year as his brother because he's that smart. And that nearly happened to, like his older brother. And that nearly happened to me. And then they nearly put Collins in like the same class as me for something. And my mom was like, absolutely not. Because then Victoria would, what does that even mean? I'm so happy she did that because I would have just hated my life. Maybe I wouldn't, because me and my brother get on and he might have made us get got a bit closer, but
Yeah.
it's just the whole thing of people being like, wow, you're so dumb. No, the thing is, I saw a TikTok that was like, your insecurities are not even what people think, that's what you think. I was like, oh my God, that's so
It's
true.
true.
Maybe people don't think that, but like, you're just thinking, like, wow, everyone's thinking, well, not everyone's not thinking, but I'm thinking, everyone's thinking, bro, you're
Yeah.
so dumb that your brother's in the same class as you.
No, it's so true. But the thing is, it's absolutely not the case. It's just that your brother's like really smart. That he's above his years. That's all. But it has no zero bearing on you and your intelligence. None at all. But yeah, I hear you. I hear you on that one. As for myself, I guess a little life update. I am currently like a hormonal mess. Like my hormones all over the place. Obviously, I spoke to you about this in the week, Vic. But yeah, just yeah. So I've been on the like contraceptive patch or whatever, and it's been fine. It's been absolutely fine regarding like spots. Like I haven't, like it hasn't been giving me weight troubles, mood swings. I don't think I've been getting them. Maybe I have, I don't know. But I just feel like emotionally, I don't feel like the same person as I was. So yeah, I'm just sort of, I'm doing a slight experiment where I'm just gonna come off of it for a bit and see if it makes a difference on how I've been feeling about certain things, and taking it from there. Because it's definitely, I feel like mentally there's definitely been some sort of impact, one that I can't even necessarily put into words. But yeah, I just feel like I'm not myself. So yeah, I'm just gonna come off of it for a bit and see if it makes a difference and take it from there. But it's just so annoying being like a woman and having all of these things to have to consider, like is it my diet, is that what's impacting my hormones, is it the birth control, is it the period, is it the, do you know what I mean, like there's just so many things it could or couldn't be. And yeah, obviously I haven't really been an advocate for hormonal birth control because I have had so many issues with it previously. And this one, I genuinely thought was good. And I would still recommend it. If people ask me, oh, what birth control do you recommend? I would say the patch. But yeah, I just think something I'll go on and I don't know what it is. So I'm just going to keep digging and find out. But yeah, this is like my first week off of it. Still feeling very, very emotional and stuff. But I'm getting there, I hope. I really hope so.
Oh, being a woman is long.
It's so long, Vic. Like, it's the longest thing in the world. Because it's just never ending. You think you've fixed one issue and that thing could trigger another three. Do you know what I mean? It's just, it's ridiculous. But, you know, it is what it is.
Yeah, hopefully you'll feel better soon. Let us know how you feel next week.
Yeah, I'll keep doing check-ins.
So what other contracts are you going to go back on? Are you going to go on a different one?
I don't know, because for the longest time I was just tracking my cycle, so I would know when my fertile window was, so I'd know when, you know, either not to have sex or, you know, whatever it is. So I was doing that for a long time. And then I was like, maybe I'm being a bit, you know, I don't want to say risky, but yeah, I was like, maybe I'm gonna, you know, actually prevent it properly. Just because even like the apps, so before I used to use Clue to track my cycle, and they used to actually like show you this is your fertile window, blah 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 blah. And I don't know if they started catching cases or what, but then they started saying, don't look at us for your fertile window. Yeah, we're not telling you when your fertile window is, we're just going to tell you the date that we think you're ovulating, and that's it. So even the health app on iPhone, it does show you like your fertile window, but again, like all these apps now, they're like, we're not telling you when your fertile window is. Yeah, it's just a guess. It's just a guess. Yeah, like they're properly
predicting. Yeah,
yeah.
I don't think I would love to do that. You know, just use one of those apps, because I see Patricia Bright do it. But I think I think it only works if your period comes on time.
Absolutely,
because mine doesn't.
If you're regular, if your periods are regular, I would not recommend.
And mine's not that irregular, but it can be like, one month it could come 1 week late, another month it can come 2 weeks late, it can come 1 week early. So I would definitely get pregnant.
If
I did that, 110%.
Yeah, 100%. It literally only works because I know, like, there's been times where my app will tell me, yeah, you're starting your period tomorrow, and yeah, I will start tomorrow. Do you know what I mean? Like,
that's crazy.
It's that reliable for me. But so yeah, I think if it really was the patch that was doing me dirty, then I will just go back to tracking my cycle, because I liked being in tune with my body. Like, I could tell when I was ovulating, stuff like that. Like, now I'm literally just relying on, you know, when I take off the patch, that's when I know I'll have my withdrawal bleed, and then, you know, I'm back on it again. But yeah, I liked being in tune with my body and knowing like what was going on, and you know, but yeah, now I just feel, yeah, sort of disconnected. But yeah, we'll see. I will definitely keep you guys informed. But yeah, being a woman is just peculiar. And the one contraceptive that I am scared of, because obviously I was talking about hormonal birth control, but you can get the non-hormonal coil. But I am terrified of getting a coil. Like,
Didn't you get it before? Was it the implant?
Yeah, I got the implant in my arm. Yeah. But the coil, I just don't know. Like, I haven't heard one person say it doesn't hurt.
Yeah.
And I know it's going to be, they say, oh, it's only like 10 seconds of pain. But I'm like, 10 seconds is long enough for me, honestly. Honestly. Because, yeah, just, I just don't know if I can do that. Because it's, there's thinking about the pain of it going in, but then I know I have to,
you've got to take it out
again to take it out. Yeah. Oh, like, God, just, yeah.
That is hell.
It's all right. So I think that would be my last sort of resort. Like, if it came down to it and I had to go on something, but I didn't want it to be hormonal, it would be the coil, the non-hormonal one. But I also know that people have also said, oh, you know, I've been bleeding, I've been on my period for like 6 months.
Yeah,
I've
heard that. Yeah, I've heard that, and that's absolutely terrifying. It's like, why?
Yeah, it's just too much. It's too much. It's too much. Honestly, men need to start going on the pill themselves or something, because it can't be us all the time. It really can't.
Just talk. Like, I was listening to The Day After, and how can E-Man say, they were talking about, if men should have a say in whether women should have an abortion or not.
Oh gosh. Shit.
I love black people, I really do. But I think some things we shouldn't even have to discuss, because it's not real. It's not real life. Men aren't gonna have an opinion on it. Well, some men do, but I don't know what they do. But it's ultimately the woman's decision, because it's her
the woman's choice. Yeah,
so whether we want to talk about it, I mean, like Yusuf said it quite great as well. He's like, a man should have a say, but his say is not the final say. That's a man with sense. Anyways, Iman said something and it really made me think, wow, men just live. He said he said when women give birth, the child's only in you for like what, 9 months? So the child's more alive than it is, like, as a human being, than it is in you. And the way he said it was like 9 months, like you know, like it's a minor.
Oh my gosh.
Do you know what makes me think? It makes me think sometimes men think like we're over-exaggerating things. Like,
no, they do.
When women talk about being pregnant. And I think some men, they see women like, well, that's what God made you for.
Absolutely.
So get with the program.
I'm telling you for free. Some men literally think that is what women are here to do. That is what women's bodies are there for. They're there to reproduce. And if women don't want children, then there's something wrong with them. That's what they think. And it's crazy to me how many men are clueless as to, like, even from my own experience. I remember morning sickness. Like, I literally got up, I was vomiting. And then I told Kai's dad, like, oh yeah, I was just like sick, blah 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 blah. He didn't say anything, not one thing. Didn't rub my back, didn't offer me water, nothing. And then I think I spoke to him about it, like, I don't know if it was a week later or something. And I was like, you really didn't say anything. Like, when I told you I was sick, you really didn't say anything. He was like, oh, I just thought you were saying it for attention. And I said, you know what? I said, this is fantastic.
Great.
This is
This, yeah,
absolutely
this is great.
fantastic.
Oh my God, I'm sorry you actually experienced that. That's shit.
I could write a book on what I experienced, in all honesty. But yeah, just. I feel like a lot of men are just in their own bubbles and they just don't have the single idea of what it takes to like even just grow a child inside of you. Even just making that decision, like, of course, for some people it can be very straightforward and, you know, whatever, but for some women, making a decision as to like whether to have a termination or not is not. It's not a walk in the park. It's
Yeah, exactly. And I don't like when people make out like women just do it like just doing it for fun, or I see
willy-nilly, yeah.
like Barty said something like on Love is Blind, like, oh, what is she just doing it? Like she you should have a number. You should have a number of how many times you can do it. Or
Oh
I'm
my
like, you acted as
gosh.
if some people like it's like a, oh, I'm purposely gonna get pregnant so I can purposely have an abortion, or I'm purposely like,
Yeah.
it's just like, just shut up.
It's
And also,
horrible.
I can't stand it. I hate men that think in the extremes. Why do you think in the extremes? Why don't you think of the everyday scenarios? You think of the extremes. Stop it. You never think about what's happening right now. Like when Bartis was talking, I just think to myself, like, maybe some women don't want to have a kid with someone they barely know, because what if he's not going to contribute, and then they're raising the child by itself? What a lot of men need to think about is why, in proportions, black households, we have more single parent families. They don't want to address that one. But to blame black women or blame women for having a bush, that's what they can blame. They don't want to check their friends. Oh no, don't worry. Let me I can still go and
No.
party with my friend, even though he's not even paying his child support. I can still do
Yeah,
that.
of course. Of course. And the thing
But to
is,
judge that woman, I can judge that woman. Yeah, I can
yeah.
judge her. Yeah.
This is the thing. It's always
Oh.
the mother, the mom that is present as well, the mom that is actually doing the caregiving that is given all the judgment. But the man that's not present, not available, not paying his fair share, he just gets to live life. Like the moms are usually the default parent, and for the child is sorry for the dad. It is, you know, if they want to. Being a dad is literally conditional for men, a lot of men. It's solely if they feel like it. If they don't feel like it, they're like, the mom will pick up the slack, or yeah, she's got it covered, or yeah, it doesn't
Jesus.
matter. That is literally the attitude of a lot of men. And that is why we do have this sort of horrible sort of situation where when men are looking after their children, it's sort of like, oh, look at him, he's such an
Such a
amazing
good dad.
person, good dad, da, 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 da. And it's like that should be the norm, actually. So yeah, it's just, oh, it's fucked, man. It's proper
Yes,
fucked.
it's a shame. It's a shame. But yeah, that's it's the and sometimes I think, will that ever change? Will it ever become a thing where men have to be a parent?
I
Because
don't
you're right,
think
it's very
so.
optional for them.
Because I think, do you know what I think it's dependent on? It's dependent on their peers holding them to account, and that isn't going to happen anytime soon.
And I
From
see people
time
being,
men, yeah, sorry,
no,
go
go on,
on.
Jazz.
No, I was just going to say, from time men still feel like, oh, I shouldn't have to pay child support. Like they're in the trenches. They're not gonna hold their peers to account anytime soon because they still feel like, oh, she shouldn't be asking for child support. That kind of attitude that
Why
they
not?
have.
Also, sometimes the child support that I'm hearing is small. You lot are
Small,
broke.
small.
You lot are broke, and you're not even in the child's life. They said, and you lot are broke. You lot are broke, and I just find it hilarious how people are like, women should find better men. Women should find better men. Okay, but she's found this guy now. Why can't he be a dad? So it's the mom's fault that the dad's not a dad.
And
Okay.
ultimately, a lot of the time, I think this is when people start to act like they're confused. Are men liars or not? Because I've heard time after time, men, I've even seen it play out on a reality show. Obviously, it's still kind of fake, but I have literally watched a woman get pregnant by a man that she was with for like 2 years. And she said, actually, I think I want a termination because my first baby dad, he wasn't there for my child. Da, 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 da. And, you know, like, I just don't want to be put in that position again. The man begged. Like, she even said, I'm not going to get a termination. I might just, you know, put the child up for adoption, blah, blah, blah. That's what she agreed in the end. The man begged her to keep the child. He was like, I'm going to be there, I promise. Da, 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 blah, blah, blah. Saying all of this stuff. It's all on camera. It's all in 4K, what he was saying. Tell me why the child has been born. The man disappeared.
I'm going to sue you. We're going to court. No, and the child is going to wear a suit and we're going to court because what is going on?
Yeah.
How can you lie?
She kept the child and the man disappeared. And not just that, the child was born with like sort of like a heart condition. I don't know if it was like a hole in the heart or something, but yeah, she had some sort of illness, but it's like he would never call to see how she was, how she was doing, didn't come to visit her in the hospital, none of that stuff. And it's like, there are literally men out there that want women to have children and it's solely to have access to that woman. They just want to keep that access to the woman and that is it. They don't want to actually be a father, but they'll say whatever it takes to get the woman to keep the child. But they make it out like women are the ones having children to trap men.
And what upsets me is I see some men who think like this, who think that women are literally incubators and they just feel like, oh, she's doing it to trap me, she's doing this, and they come from single parent households.
Yeah.
They come from a household where the mom is the leader, where the dad, they don't know their dad. Mm-hmm. And still, they still believe, maybe they believe that their mom trapped their dad.
I don't know. But the thing is, they say this, but it's like, you don't even have 2 shillings to rub together. So why do you, what am I trapping you for? Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
And how can I trap you? As women, I feel like it's genuinely impossible to trap a man because if a man wants to walk away, he can and he will. Do you know what I mean? So what am I trapping you with? How are you trapped?
Damn.
It's crazy. Like, we are living in, I don't know, the end times. I don't know. But something has got to give. But I really don't feel like men's attitudes will change anytime soon. I really don't.
Like, even when I just see those kind of men that don't pay their child support or just see the ones that are just not in their kids, like, I just feel like zero ratings.
Zero.
And you're going clubbing, like, I just feel like just zero. The ratings is on zero. Like, how do you even have friends? Like, the ratings is on. And sometimes I can't even hide my face because I'm just saying to myself, The ratings is on minors. Like, damn.
But I think a lot of men as well, they do lie. I'll be honest, I think they lie to their friends. They're going to tell their friends, oh, I want to see my child, but the mum is moving mad, she's not letting me, blah 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 blah. I think a lot of men give that same story. But if you actually spoke to the woman, I'm telling you, it would be different. It would be different. But I think a lot of guys, they hear what their friends have to say and they think, yeah, just a typical spiteful woman. Look, she doesn't want you to live your life, or she doesn't want this for you. She wants to make it difficult. She's just upset that you're not together anymore. Da, 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 da. They're going to say all of that. But if you actually spoke to the woman, you would realize what is really going on.
God.
Yeah. And on that note, I guess that is the end of this week's episode. Thank you for listening, guys. Have a good week. Catch us at Black Girls Living on Twitter and Instagram. My account is jazz_bw.
I'm on Vic Sanusi on Instagram and Victoria Sanusi on Twitter. I mean, if we use that app anymore. Anyways, bye guys. Have a lovely week.
Bye.